I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Happy Easter! I'm not talking about Easter lilies today, but another popular plant. This perennial herb has been grown for 2,500 years and is actually a small shrub. Its Latin name means to wash, which refers to its use in baths, beds, and clothing. The oil has been used medicinally as a disinfectant, antiseptic, and even to soothe migraines. And this herb adds a slightly sweet flavor to bread, soups, salads, and desserts. We know it by its scent. It's lavender. Lavender is a beautiful plant in the landscape with gray-green leaves and sweet-scented, colorful flowers. There's nothing like viewing and smelling a field of lavender in full bloom. But you don't have to go to Provence to see lavender. We've grown it for years in our Zone 5 garden. The first step is to choose hardy varieties. While there are Spanish, French, Portuguese, and lavender hybrid types, the ones that grow best here are the English lavenders. We've had good success with Munstead and Hidcote for overwintering. The next step is to plant lavender in well-drained soil in a protected spot in your garden. Lavender has few problems except rotting in heavy, wet soils. We replaced the clay soil near our house with a sandy loam for good water drainage. The house also protects lavender from cold winter winds. Finally, we add a pile of shredded bark mulch in late fall to protect the plants in winter. All we really want is to get the bottom stems to survive. Lavender responds well to severe pruning, so this time of year, we uncover the plants, prune back to live growth, and give it a little compost. By early summer, we're looking at flowers and lush leaves for cooking and decorating. And now for this week's tip. Protect emerging tulips and other spring bulbs from deer browsing by applying repellent sprays now. Keep spraying a few times a week as the plants grow and rotate sprays so the deer don't get used to any one scent. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about building raised beds. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.